Hello and welcome to the Adrienne Ross Show. I'm Adrienne and I'm glad that you're tuned in. Whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on a podcast platform, I am grateful that you're here for the Adrienne Ross Show on the BMG Network. That's the BMGnetwork.com. I'm going to start with a review, one that I received a few months ago, actually one of the first that I received, and it's from Jill. And Jill says, keeps me intrigued. Each episode of the Adrienne Ross Show begins with the draw that keeps my interest to the end. Like this one about her lazy eye. I was like, is this going to be a biology lesson or advice on how to deal psychologically with having to live with an eye that doesn't work quite like the other? Or perhaps a twist that connects us to a life lesson or two. That's the thing with Adrienne Ross, she says. You just never know, which is what keeps it fresh. I was intrigued as usual and had to listen until the end and then over again because it was just that entertaining. I give it 5 stars. Thank you, Jill. I really appreciate your review. It's funny that she, you know, talks about that particular episode because it really is evidence of what I say all the time. And that is from A to Z, Adrienne is on it. Whether we're talking about something like Lessons from My Lazy Eye, which is the episode she's talking about, or Why I Never Got Married, or if we're talking about serious things like faith or politics or anything. It's wide ranging and I just can't be put in a box, I guess. And so thank you, Jill, so much for that. And again, I ask all of you to please take a moment and leave a review. You want to know how can you help? How can you help Adrienne? How can you show that you're supportive of the message that we're trying to get out, et cetera? This is a huge way that that review, it means so much. So if you can go to like Apple Podcasts and leave a review, anywhere reviews may be left, but Apple Podcasts is one popular one, obviously. So please do that. So next week, I'm hoping to have another review to share. And that all depends on if you guys jump on board and show me that support. I really appreciate it. Okay. A to Z, I'm on it, right? Well, today we're going to talk about P, and that's politics, not P. let me clear that up. We're not talking about P. Anyway, that might have gone over your head. We're talking about something that begins with a P, and that is politics. I want to talk about politics, and I'm going to share something that I put on social media this week. I was really feeling, and I just let it fly, right? So it says, this is what I wrote, and I said, y'all may disagree, but both political parties are a hot mess. I'm ready for some real leadership to do something daring. Yeah, I know. I've heard all the arguments against, and like I said, I'm ready for some real leadership to do something daring. Do something daring. Now, what I'm talking about today gets people riled up at times, because whenever you start talking about politics and stepping aside from the traditional way of operating politically, people get all nervous about it. You know, they sense that I'm saying do something different, veer away from tradition, perhaps consider maybe a third party, and then they get all shaky, nervous, and downright ticked off. Some people do. I received quite a bit of positive feedback, positive responses, because I believe that people relate to what I'm talking about. Whenever you start saying, you know what, if we've got some real leadership, some people who have earned the trust of the American people, perhaps they should not put themselves in a box where they have to depend on, rely on, kowtow to the political establishment and do something daring. People get uncomfortable because people don't believe that that's a wise move to make. And whether you want to call it third party, whether you want to call it a rising up, whether you want to call it a revolution, I don't really care what you call it. When you say third party, it becomes all of a sudden negative to some people. I really don't care what you call it. I'm saying that both parties are a hot mess, okay? Now, this is coming from someone who realizes that the answer that we need in this country, the answer that we need in this world, is not a political party. It's not a politician. It's not a political party. The answer, as a person of faith, I can tell you, to what ails us is the Lord Jesus Christ, his ways and his word. That we will establish first. However, having said that, I also understand that we have a government, we have a political system, and in the word of God, you even see that. And it's important. You know, the Bible talks about the importance of the kind of leadership we have. And we can see in the Bible how those who lead shape and impact a nation. So let's make that clear. My answer is never in a political system. However, we don't function apart from that system. And the Bible has much to say about how important that is. So now that we've got that, you know, you got to get all that in there. Otherwise, people get all wild up and, you know, wild up, riled up and everything else. So we're going to talk about the fact that we work in a system. And we need a system that works. We need a system that benefits the people. And therefore, we need people who benefit the people. And people right now, common sense people, are tired of nonsense, okay? And I'm one of them, tired of nonsense, and are looking to support people we can trust. And you say, well, who is that? You can't trust any of them. You know the old joke, how do you know if a politician is lying? His mouth is moving, you know? You know, you probably have heard that. But the truth of the matter is that there are people of integrity. I can't name too many of them, but I can name a couple, right? Perhaps. I know I can name one. Can we all get one in there, right? But there are people of integrity, and there are people who have a call on their lives to lead, you know? And we want to put people in a box. And you say, well, you know, you've got to go, you know, you've got to go with the political establishment. Now, I'm a conservative. So I'm not on the left at all. I'm not a supporter of Democrat policies. Now, if that doesn't mean that's not to say that if there were some Democrat who share my values, that I couldn't get behind them. I guess that's possible. I just have never found one. You know, because their very policies are really the antithesis of what I stand for. So the chances, and in my mind, is if you shared my values, you probably wouldn't be a Democrat. But again, if someone rises up and they choose to run that part, listen, I'm about people. It's not about party. And that's the thing with politics. It's so much about party with people, and that principles have gone out the window, you know? So it's, you know, if there were somebody on the left who embodied that, well, I don't know why they're in that party, but that, whatever. Okay. But I'm more on the right, but I'm not some hardcore Republican. I am a Christian, first of all. That's how I identify. And I am a conservative, okay? And so when I look at the left, though, I notice that they tend to really, you know, stick by one another. Come hell or high water, they stick by one another. Maybe they fight in the background, but when they step out, it's like they're this united front, right or wrong. And then you've got the right. And this is really what I'm talking about when I talk about people who have conservative values and not being trapped in a political party, because that's the way we're supposed to operate. And you can't veer off and do something different, because, you know, we'll talk about the reasons that people give for that. But I'm not about being put in a box, because the people on the right, we don't know how to support one another as we should. Now the left, they're supporting regardless. At least they're going to appear to be a united front. On the right, you know, folks, it seems like we love to just not support one another. We love to not to take a candidate and then sort of just throw them to the wolves. Where's the support that should be there on issues that should be supported? I'm not talking about selling out values and stuff, but I'm saying that we seem so weak and so lily-livered and so willing to just throw people out there, throw them into the lion's den, turn our backs, and not take a stand. And you know what? People who love the nation and are true conservatives, they know that we've got to stand beside one another. And they're tired of the hot messedness. That's the word I created, the hot messedness. So back to the idea of this third party or whatever you, I don't even like using that term, but back to the idea of stepping out and being bold and maybe running for office, not under the umbrella of the establishment, although that's taboo. Let's talk about that. I get it when people say, no, we can't, you can't do that. That's not, no, it doesn't work. It's never worked. It's not going to work. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face and blah, blah, blah. I get it. I understand it. I know that people say, well, you need the financial backing. You need the name backing. You're only going to split the vote. I understand all that. I get it. Up here, if you're watching on YouTube, if you see me, I'm pointing to my brain, to my head. I understand it, but I'm at the point where, and apparently others are too, where we're not willing to buy into it, to be trapped into it. We're looking for some bold, daring leadership. And I don't know that, you know, I mean, you might say, Adrian, you're absolutely wrong. And I look, all I can tell you is what I feel. And all I can tell you is that I'm tired of that, of being frightened into believing that we have to stay in an establishment that's not serving us well. Okay? Because we talk about, well, we need the support. We need the support of the establishment. I get it again, but are we getting the support? The candidates that we, the people, the leaders that we need who are going to be bold, who are going to stand for what's right, are they really getting the support? We want to stay in the system because we need the support. We need the backing. But are we getting the backing? I mean, you look back over the last few years when you've had people who've put themselves out there. I mean, we can just look at the 2008 election with Governor Sarah Palin and all that she put out and this and the so-called GOP, you know, leadership. Basically, where were they? Even people in their own camp were trying to, you know, put the knife in and all that other nonsense, as we saw and learned, particularly afterwards, we learned a lot more. But so where was the support? So what is the true rationale for sticking with something that really isn't sticking with you? You know, where's the support? You got your Murkowskis, you got the Collins folks, you've got Cheney people, you've got Mitch McConnell. And all I can say is this, with friends like these, who needs enemies? With friends like these, who needs enemies? You see it. You can't count on these people for jack. And I feel like there's got to be perhaps a look, a glance at something else. Because if these people aren't going to stand with you, if your own aren't going to stand with you, what's the deal? Splitting the vote, all that. Listen, let the people decide. Let some leaders, some bold people step up. And you know what? Go for it. Go all in. See what can be done. This is what's going on in my mind. And again, I know that there are people who are going to push back, but I'm tired of allowing the fear to get in the way. The fear of, that's not going to work. Oh, we're going to split. Oh, we can't. Oh, we need. Oh, well, you know what? The things that we need, many of these people, they're not going to provide. We see that with our former president, Donald Trump, and how people were quick to throw him to the wall, you know, Mitch McConnell and just kowtowing and there's no evidence of that, of Trump being responsible for some nonsense on January 6th, but yet you're going to just throw him to the wolves. Why? Because you want to be liked by the other part. They ain't going to like you anyway. Okay? So I'm just, you know, is it a suggestion? I'm not telling anybody to just, but is it a suggestion? Maybe suggestion. I don't know, but I just feel that we've got to not be frightened, threatened, whatever else, into not taking a look at going in a different direction. Now, let me say this: not every candidate can do it. Okay, you can't have your Joe Schmo and this trying to go out there and run, you know, have a revolution, you know, and people are not, you know, they're not feeling you. Okay, so we need some wisdom in that. I can think of one or two, and that's probably it. I can think of maybe one or two that I feel could step up, could lead without kowtowing to this so-called friends in your party and having to stick with that part. I can feel the resistance even as I'm saying this, but I'm still saying it. You can agree, you can disagree, and that's okay, that's fine. But it's a thought. I can't think of many, but I can tell you, I can name it. Maybe I'll save that for another day. I'm not even gonna throw the names out there, but there are one or two, I believe, who could do this thing, can break out of that mindset that I have to have the GOP, if you're on the right, I have to have the GOP's backing. Listen, the establishment ain't studying you, as we say in the black community. They ain't studying you, okay? They're not. And so we've told the line. We've bowed to that mindset, and of course there was some wisdom in that, and you know, understand all that. But that, I'm telling you, we're at a place, and it's crucial. It's absolutely crucial where we are right now. In our nation, we are hungry for true leadership, and that may take thinking and stepping outside the box. It may take just that. And again, not everyone can do it, but I believe there's one, maybe two, who could have that backing and have the wisdom and have the love for the nation, who could step aside, step outside of the box and give herself, and I'll say or himself, to public service in a way that seems unconventional. And it's worth thinking about. We can't be frightened into embracing and maintaining the status quo, something where people really don't have your back, and we can't trust them for what we need. We can't trust them to make the decisions that for what we need, that they're gonna be there at the end of the day. We can't. So you know what? Consider, again, I hate kind of using that term, the third party. I don't care what you call it. I don't care how you view it. I'm saying we need some bold leadership of people who are not gonna be stuck in a system relying on people who ain't studying you. We can't rely on. And again, I know the answer to what ails us is not a politician. It's not a system. It's God. But God gives wisdom and he raises up people. And I just can't help but wonder if he's got some surprises, some unconventionality, and that he's willing to bless if we would be willing to trust him more than we trust a system or tradition. You think about it. You pray about it. You give me some feedback. So I just stopped by to tell you what I said on social media this week. Y'all may disagree, but both political parties are a hot mess. I'm ready for some real leadership to do something daring. Yeah, I know. I've heard all the arguments against. And like I said, or like I said, I'm ready for some real leadership to do something daring. Are you? Thank you again for tuning into the Adrienne Ross Show. Feel free to leave me an email at adriennerosscom@gmail.com. And also please leave a review. It would be much, much appreciated. Thank you again. God bless you abundantly.
The Adrienne Ross Show was produced and edited in the BMG studio. The music was provided by Kevin McLeod. Find more episodes of The Adrian Ross Show at thebmgnetwork.com and major podcast platforms. Be sure to tune in regularly. You don't want to miss even one episode.